We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Colin Wilson will join us. Now time for the bottom line. This weekend's big sports picks with Colin Wilson, presented by the Action Network. Colin Wilson is a senior writer for the Action Network. Colin, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
How about those LSU Tigers?
How about the number one LSU Tigers? Looking pretty good, getting past Alabama. Able to fend off a flurry of touchdowns there at the end, but deserve to be number one in the college football playoff rankings.
Do you? I'm wanting more of an opinion here. Do you think? What's your gut tell you? Do you think Alabama backs its way into the Final Four?
I don't. Even though I have them power rated as one of the top four teams, I just think that the hurdle against Auburn is going to be pretty large. We're still not sure if Georgia is going to be the one that wins the SEC, and then LSU would fall and get that at-large bid as a one-loss team. And I think Oregon and Utah still got something to say about this as a one-loss Pac-12 champion. There's lots of pitfalls for Alabama out there, but mainly they got to win out. I don't believe Tua is going to play this weekend, and we'll see how effective he is in the Iron Bowl.
Do you have? I would imagine you would have LSU as the number one team in your power rankings.
Actually, I don't. I have Ohio State and Clemson just a point above LSU, and I know LSU fans. I'm happy they got the victory. There's a couple things that bother me about them long term, which is essentially they're allowing too many explosive plays on defense. Alabama was able to get back into that game because they were able to get it deep. Devontae Smith was able to take advantage of someone other than the two excellent corners that LSU has, and that's going to be a problem against Clemson and Ohio State. So we'll see how it goes once they get to the playoffs.
Colin, in college football, is there an over or a total that you like, or are you saving that for the NFL? Just tell me about some totals.
I definitely have my eye on a couple totals this weekend. I like the over in Alabama and Mississippi State. It said 60. I think it's kind of been tampered because Tua is not going to play this weekend, or at least they say he's a game time decision. But Mac Jones is going to be the one that gets to play, and I think Mississippi State is going to be able to take advantage on the ground. There are some stats called like stuff rate, opportunity rate, line yards. Mississippi State's running game is actually going to be able to take really a big advantage of the Alabama front seven. And on the other side, it doesn't matter if it's Mac Jones throwing or if it's Tua throwing. Those weapons on the outside for Alabama are going to tear Mississippi State apart.
Did you get in on the Joe Burrow for Heisman odds early in the season, February last year?
I didn't get it as that early. I have an 18-1 and I have a 10-1, and I stopped buying it. I'm not one of these people out there with a 200-1 or a 50-1 or an 80-1. Those people got to be feeling pretty good because I can't imagine a scenario where he doesn't win it at this point, even with a loss in the NCAA championship game.
One of their coaches, that they'll remain nameless, told me, like, hey, don't be surprised. And this was like back in March, I think, something like that. Don't be surprised if Joe Burrow has one of these Heisman-esque type of seasons. And I was like, really? You know what I mean? I was like, I'll believe that when I see it. And I wish I'd have listened to him. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, and the thing was I'm not sure that we get this kind of Joe Burrow and without the hiring of Joe Brady, pulled from the Saints, snatched from the Saints, which I know Sean Payton was not happy about whatsoever, losing Joe Burrow to LSU. And I think without that hire, I said maybe Joe Burrow has a different bit of a season.
Yeah, for sure. Joe Brady has had a huge impact, so much so that they're trying to lock down Joe Brady at an offensive coordinator level in the NFL. In other words, $1.5 million, they're trying to lock him down. Think about that.
Yes. Yeah, he will be one of the most sought-after coaches here after the season.
Colin, NFL-wise, any particular spreads you're betting on?
Yeah, I think we have our eyes. I'm going back to the well with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I know that's going up against the Saints and Drew Brees, but I feel like 5.5, again, is too much. It's a division game. These teams know each other really well. Tampa has been, they've been able to upset New Orleans in certain spots, so I'm definitely going to go with that. I'm also going to back San Francisco, and a large spot here is 10-point favorites. I think they come out fired up after a loss on Monday Night Football, and I think the Cardinals are getting a tad overrated with Kyler Murray. It's a very big spread, but definitely my largest investment of the weekend is going to be on the Philadelphia Eagles, +3.5. They're going to give the Patriots fits on the road, and we've talked over and over about how the Patriots defense really hasn't been exposed until they played the Ravens. I think a little bit more of that happens this weekend.
How legit in your mind is the Ravens as the top dog in the AFC?
They absolutely can win the AFC. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they've proven that they can do it against New England. There's no doubt in my mind they can beat Kansas City. I think they're definitely worth a play to win the Super Bowl. I don't think there's anybody in the NFC that they would probably be underdogs to, maybe 2 points, 3 points to say a New Orleans or a Green Bay. So I think Baltimore has a very legitimate chance of not just, going to the Super Bowl, but winning the Super Bowl.
Colin, as a guy that, bets on games and is this profession, kind of, so to speak, I'm curious to know your opinion. Last week, the Saints had one of those dud games, right, against the Atlanta Falcons, and they got beat. They got beat by the Falcons. What I tried to explain to the fans is every team, every championship team has one of those games every year. Go back and look at the Patriots. They lost to Miami last year before winning the Super Bowl. I guess what I'm saying is, do they feel that same way amongst the betting community that, hey, it was just one of those games that every team kind of has, every good team, every great team even has?
Yeah, I think people should understand that just because you lose one game doesn't mean that you automatically get, power rated or moved like way off of your entire mark. There are teams in college football that get beat by 50 points, and I don't adjust their power rating anything more than a point and a half. It's just sometimes, this is especially true in college, not so much in the NFL, but sometimes in college there's just something one team is really good at and there's something the other team is really bad at, and that just keeps getting exposed over and over and over. And I think in this case, I mean, New Orleans had won, covered four straight, and they came into this as just a huge line in a division game. I think I said this last year, there's just too many points when you come to a division game, no matter how lifeless Atlanta has looked. And they finished up, even in total yards. I think, the Saints had like 310 and the Falcons had 317. It just was not the Saints' day whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's just one of those deals where we've all, as a human, been here where you're at your job, but you're not really performing at peak performance at your job, if that makes sense. Like, you're there.
Exactly.
But you're not at your peak. It happens to every human.
Yeah, and sometimes teams need this to get back on track, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those deals where you go, see? Look, you can't just roll the ball out on the field. If you're not 100% minding your P's and Q's and crossing T's and dotting I's, this is what happens. And that's exactly what did happen. Colin, anything else before I let you run, man?
No, we're good to go. I think I'm laying off of the Georgia-Auburn game. I actually am going to look for a second half over in that game. I think once they kind of feel each other out, Kirby Smart has been one of the best coaches in the second half since he's been a head coach. I think Gus Malzahn's going to have some trick plays up his sleeve. So in game, I'm going to be looking to play the over the total in Auburn and Georgia this weekend in the second half.
Colin, I lied. I do have one more for you. So last week we talked about the Florida State head coaching gig, and now a name that's emerged is Deion Sanders, primetime. How legit do you think that is, and do you think that primetime would be a successful coach? I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player, the best cornerback to ever play the game.
Well, he doesn't have any coaching experience at a professional level. So, I mean, we'll get that down right there. His name isn't on the betting board for the job, so I'm not sure how serious it is. And other than that, I know that he's a big booster to the program. And with everything that's going on with Penny Hardaway at Memphis and him supporting a player's family and getting them moved around, I don't know if Deion Sanders has any financial ties that any players of the FSU program that would get him in trouble, past or present or future. So I think it's a complete long shot.
Colin Wilson, senior writer for the Action Network. Listen every Thursday at 6:35 for The Bottom Line. This weekend, Sports Picks with Colin Wilson, presented by the Action Network, right here on WWL. Colin, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.